Okay, thank you, Phil. I think we'll start with Joel Haggard. He will give us a breakdown on what's happening in the Asia-Pacific region. Joel, again, as I said, is based in Hong Kong, and he'll be providing an update on a number of the markets.
Okay, thank you very much. I guess first to start off with the kind of the big overview. As Phil said, the U.S. has done remarkably well this year despite very high beef prices, a strong dollar, and very low European pork prices. The fact that we've been able to basically hold steady on our pork export volume to Asia is thus quite remarkable. Europe, from our tally in terms of volume, Europe's exports to Asia for the first 8 or 9 months, depending on which data set, are up 25% in volume. Japan and Korea have both increased their purchases of cheap European pork. It's caused our market share to decline, but our volumes have stayed steady. And again, that's a pretty remarkable feat, also considering that we've had high prices. The story on the beef side for the region is this incredible demand growth continues. It's not the higher double digits that we saw from 2012 to 2013, but it still will be, in terms of Asia's total beef import bill, it still should be up by between 5% and 10%. That's on a very large number already. We see record values for some of these Asian beef export cuts going to Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. China has become the largest beef importer. They had this incredible jump in imports from 2012 to 2013. 2014, there'll be another jump. They are up about 15% on a very large volume base. This is total imports from January to September. Prices in China are starting to top out. We see more investment in China in trying to jumpstart beef production there. It's very profitable to raise cattle in China if you can obtain them. And so we're starting to see a slowdown in the growth of imports, but still extremely robust and on a very large base. Overall, because of these affordable European pork, because of the affordable European pork, their exports to the region have increased, but so have total imports, especially into Japan and Korea. Their imports are up so far this year. Those two countries have been affected by PEDV, not similar to the United States, maybe not as bad as initially thought in terms of declines in production. But again, the imported product has been affordable, especially from Europe, and so that's driven up imports. China's pork sector continues to modernize, and it's been very successful in ramping up production. Their production is up 3% since they account for 50% of total production globally. That 3% increase has resulted in softness in the global pork trade, simply because their imports are down, and they're the largest pork importer in the world. And so any downward movement, they're down about 3% year-on-year total imports. That affects everyone. Those are the main, I'd say those are the update on the main markets. Just to touch on a couple others in terms of this growing beef demand, we see Indonesia as probably having a record import year if you include live cattle. The live cattle trade out of Australia to Indonesia and Vietnam has accelerated by triple digits this year. We note that there's been media reports about the possibility of Australia getting access to China for live cattle. That could be a game changer just in terms of what type of volumes they could import to supplement their cattle herds. But anyway, Indonesia might reach record import levels, for beef. Taiwan may reach record import levels for beef. Again, think about these high prices that are that everyone is facing, but they're still purchasing the product. And then on the pork side, in that Southeast Asia region, we're watching the Philippines, very strong economy. They will likely have record pork imports this year. Again, built upon very affordable European pork. So Joe can supply numbers for you if you need any more numbers, but I think I'll leave it there in terms of the general trends, and I'll be happy to answer questions later. Thank you.